you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the sea students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out in the Pacific. Holy shit, it's a little late. I didn't realize we were a couple minutes late. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes. At Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. I'm weak. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours if I remain conscious, having not eaten three fucking days. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And if you pass out, the only choice is for I got to figure out what. First of all, I'm going to. Do I trach you? What do I do?
No, I don't need anything. I'm just unconscious.
Ready. I've seen Jack Bauer trach, you know, numerous co-guest hosts or whatever that means. Fellow actors in 24.
Jack Bauer trached somebody?
No, I don't know. Oh. I just imagined he would.
The only time I've seen that was on that old MASH episode.
It would be MASH episodes as opposed to new MASH. I was talking to somebody, I forget who, they had a 2 in front of their age. I said, do you know what MASH is? No.
Come on, really?
No.
That's God. Send them to Amazon through our crab diving portal, and whatever you get, we get a little nibble. Thanks to those that have been. A bunch of people buying through our Amazon hole. Yes. That's very, very kind. Helps us out here a lot. Crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right.
Just helps you out here.
You know, not to belabor the point, but could you fucking imagine... You don't know what MASH is, but you're aware of like Ashton Kutcher's Punked or some other fucking garbage
it's
crap.
Age.
Fuck. Good Lord. I mean, that this thinking that people don't know what MASH is, I don't know what that does, but instantly I get fucking irritated. I don't know. But don't pass out because I don't know how to do the show. I don't know how any of those fucking buttons work. Okay. Okay, you're gonna have to jump in.
Tweet us if you like during the show at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. I had some mouth surgery couple of days ago, and I am under 4 days of liquid diet followed by 10 fucking days of mush.
What does that mean?
Mushy. Like nothing crunchy, nothing... Hard to chew.
Hard.
But like mashed potatoes rock on.
Oh, okay.
Pasta even I think is okay because it's not really
shit.
Much to.
Perfect.
Oh, saying pasta made my stomach hurt.
It sucks. God.
I am drinking those whatever fucking shakes that's supposed to keep you alive.
But you got one fucking flavor. I don't mean to be a dick about this. You got a box with one.
But it's my favorite flavor.
It's not after you're done with this shit.
My problem ain't variety right now.
I know, but you can get vanilla, you can get chocolate, you can get, you know, a swirl kind of thing. You can even get fruit flavors of those.
Well, I do. I got the naked juice too with it.
Right.
But the one thing, I just got a big 12er of an Ensure knockoff.
Yeah.
That's cheaper. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right. Send us some knockoff Ensure.
No, just buy shit.
Yeah. So send us money.
Get the money.
Right.
so I can pay for the dental work that caused this whole bullshit.
Right.
There's a whole bunch going on. Thanks for joining us. This is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Tremendous.
If you're tuning in for the first time, hey, thanks. Welcome. And we flash our atheism slightly That's more right. on the Fridays.
Yes.
Although I say this every time now that since a couple of years now, but ever since, even more, that Schittler's been in office and Mike Pence, mother,
yes,
is a grabber away.
The show has been
a couple
huge.
Of Happy Meals away.
Fantastic.
That maybe the it's a little more relevant and it's more day to day. In fact, the president and vice president have declared a national day of prayer for Sunday.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know that.
For the
Yeah,
for the victims of the hurricane.
Well, okay. How do I do that though? If I want to participate in this prayer bullshit,
don't you fucking pray before that? Don't blow your prayer
pray
wad.
Pray whatever I want. Wait. Am I only allowed to pray
Can
on
you still get your prayer up a couple days in a row?
I'm going to get my prayer on, baby. What you praying on?
And a whole bunch of responses to that from a lot of people saying,
yes.
Well, I remember when there was separation of church and state in this country.
Well, fuck you, Ninny. Hey, by the way, let us know what you're praying on at Crab Diving. Twat us.
Well, a lot of the responses on Twitter are, actually, we will continue to be praying for your immediate removal from office, Trump.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm praying on, baby. I'm praying on you getting the fuck out of here. And, you know, the clips.
Yeah, we need Puritan Pence to go, too.
Oh, yeah. He's like Trump without the entertainment value. Because he still is racist and is bigoted. I mean, he is of the GOP. Scarier, he's a big piece of shit. But, like.
Potentially scarier because not many policy changes.
Yes.
Not many policies would be different
right.
under Mike Pence.
No, I mean, Trump is very similar. To the he is the GOP. What he's different at is getting these fringy racist loons to crawl out of their hidey hole, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
and support the party.
Right.
Got you know.
Pence is subtler with his dog whistles.
Listen, if you GOP fucknuts, I know what you're going to try to do after this guy goes away. You're going to try to pretend like Trump isn't because of you. But it is. It was. He is.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Yeah, actually. Alex Jones, that's not bad advice. You know,
well,
hyperbole.
That's globalist. He means us.
Oh, us. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It is Loverly Friday.
Hello.
Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. It helps us out. Spread the crabs.
Eat more dick.
Et cetera, et cetera. Did I take care of all of the stuff? We're
Everything's
supposed to say,
been
I believe.
Taken care of, baby.
Fuck it, let's get to the headlines.
Boo.
See what's going on in the world.
Tremendous.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Ah.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. September 1st, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. My emphatic September 1st hurt.
Oh, shit, dude. Everything hurts.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Eat feet!
Oppo.
Eat my dick.
The headlines.
Yes.
As the really long ticker tape or whatever the fuck newspaper
yeah. you guys,
thing goes.
In that... taper off of that little fucking earlier, okay? Next time.
Says, forever flood, 10 to 15 more days.
Oh, great.
although waters began to recede in Houston.
Yes.
Teja.
Ooh.
More than 200,000 individuals remain without power.
God, that sucks,
it's
man.
Been a week since Harvey teabagged Texas.
Yes.
As a Cat 4. As the storm moved through northern Louisiana, Texas border today, or yesterday, they issued the Weather Service issued a tornado watch for parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Alabama. Missed us. It instead of coming east
right.
to bitch slap us directly here in the Redneck Riviera.
That's right.
It kind of turned inland.
Right. Well, that's
up towards Tennessee and through Alabama.
Well, that's because, Pat, in Pensacola, we abort less babies and suck less gay cock.
It's going straight through where all the flaming liberals are that are scissoring and killing their babies and shit. Oh, wait. It's going through the Bible Belt. Explain that one.
But there are lots of liberals in Texas and in Houston, right? I mean, it's just that area is just gerrymandered into fucking whiteitude. You know, so, you know, you're...
Well, yeah, the cities are blue. And
right.
Hillary came close.
Right.
For Texas.
Hey, Texas. I mean, I don't know how... I mean, do you think Trump's doing a good job with this storm?
No.
Why? Come on. He's been speaking down there. He went down there with his...
He's going back.
His fucking wife. Does Melania, does she have to go again? Or can she hang out with this dude?
She was...
She's fucking...
She was God, sometimes,
What did she say? I heard her start
She was quite
to
articulate
speak.
Today.
What'd she say? Like,
well, she doesn't want to talk. And, she was standing behind him.
Yes.
In the Oval Orifice.
Oh.
And,
the Oval Orifice.
Mike Pence right next to her. And a couple of course, white guys, talking about, essentially, it was a big,
right,
giant circle suck.
Oh, yes.
Of,
circular suck off, baby.
Of, look how great you did. Look how great we're doing. Look how great we all are.
Bring your knee pads.
For how we've responded to what's going on.
What happened?
In Texas. And at one point,
yes.
He's like, I want to thank Mike Pence for going down there and showing love and everything.
I thought you were
basically saying everything I should have said and didn't.
Thank Mike Pence for going down on me.
Yeah.
I want
to say, I'd like to thank Mike Pence for swallowing like Melania won't anymore.
She surely won't.
Like she did. then he said, I would love to thank Melania, who's been very involved.
Did he actually
in this,
thank
oh,
Melania?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to thank Melania
for
being very, very strong on not liking the hurricane and stuff. And then he turned around. He said, you should say something.
Right.
And there was this moment. There was this long, quiet moment as she looked at him and he looked at her.
Yes.
And then she was like, I would like to thank all of the volunteers that showed up. I mean, she's better than him, frankly.
Does she have feelings?
Probably.
Okay. Because, you know, I don't know that he has them. I think
he doesn't. Well,
he's just so fucking weird.
He loves himself.
Yeah. I saw somebody had the funniest title for an article later. I think it was on the New York Times. It was like, Trump's four most bizarre moments cover, you know, speaking about the hurricane and shit. It's just weird, man.
Only four.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like he's praising it for being a really...
It's the biggest. Isn't this the greatest hurricane ever?
What the fuck? What the fuck are you?
Yeah, it's very fucked up.
You know, is it because he wants to be the president that saved America from the biggest fucking hurricane in history?
Which he didn't, but he's letting everyone know that good thing that Negro wasn't still in the office, because then nothing would be as great as it is
right
now.
Oh, yes. I bet you in their hearts, these people in Texas, I'm sure they're so happy Trump is president right now.
So that's the headline. It's more of just how this is a big fucking disaster. And
tremendous.
How it's, you know, these chemical plants.
Oh, yeah. What about that? Who cares?
It's just all such bullshit. Running out of water. I think Beaumont, Texas, shut off the water and they had to evacuate the hospitals there and everything.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
He will be going back tomorrow.
Yes. Isn't it better?
Here's a tweet. Trump's heading back to Texas tomorrow to tell storm survivors the government is here to help.
Yeah.
According to the White House.
Is he going to sell more of those fucking hats?
I'm sure he'll be wearing one. And it'll be interesting now if he learned a lesson and he might actually go like touch one of the victims. Like,
that's right.
Kind of pretend he has empathy.
He didn't want to touch him.
I don't want to get wet, and well, I don't want to touch anyone that is wet.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, his track record of how he may or may not touch people is a little sordid. I don't know. Keep your hands to yourself, POTUS.
So that's the headline of the HuffPo. Let's see what over at the Drudge Repo.
Yes.
They are not thinking.
Fuck you.
As
loading
my computer.
You think Trump is gonna? You know, he's gonna grab people by the pussy and save them from drowning. Wait, he didn't even hug anybody.
Before I grab your pussy, are you bleeding from wherever?
Oh, the president hugged me at the fucking storm shelter, and he had a big, thick presidential boner.
This is over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
This is interesting news. Yesterday, we talked about how the person with the big, giant heart in the Oval Office is going to... We love the Dreamers. I love the Dreamers.
Oh, God.
I love them. I love them.
Garbage person. What a garbage person he is.
I saw that on Broadway.
Yeah.
That's Dreamgirls. Dreamgirls.
And I'm not going back.
The, wow. You're more musical theater than me. I couldn't
God, what's the name of that song? And I'm telling
Oh, that
you,
one. That's the one they do that everybody does on The Voice.
I'm not going back. Fucking Lady Gaga.
Everybody does on, The Voice or on America's Got Talent.
Didn't Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, and some other hoo-ha do that song at some point? Who cares?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that Lady Marmalade song that a bunch of them did.
What is that?
Voulez-vous coucher avec
moi?
Oh,
I love that one, man. I like that a lot.
So over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, Ryan, did you know you're...
Me?
The headline of the Drudge Report.
Oh, good for me. Yay.
Ryan moves to save Dreamers.
Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'd save
no,
the
Ryan
Dreamers.
Ryan Reynolds is...
I'd be like, you fuck with the Dreamers. You fuck with America, baby.
Meanwhile, Donald said Tuesday is when he's going to announce his decision. I'm not telling you today. I'm going to announce on Tuesday. After the holiday, I don't want to ruin everyone's holiday by launching all those brown fuckers out of here. I mean, all those wonderful children that I love.
What in the fucking fuck, man? Like, why? What function? Maybe I just don't understand how government works. But what function does it serve to wait till Tuesday to make an announcement that you may or may not know the answer on?
I want to have a nice Labor Day weekend, Ryan, and I don't want people shitting on me all about how mean I'm being to the Dreamers.
You know what the great thing about this Labor Day weekend?
I don't think it's all that inaccurate.
Yeah, if you're a Dreamer and you have a job, you can spend the whole weekend wondering whether or not...
Yeah, sure.
You'll still be able to fucking work!
Waiting for the axe to fall.
God!
You know it's not good news. If he was going to save the Dreamers, he would be crowing about it. Oh, that's it. Don't worry, they'll be fine. People even asked him, you know...
Right.
The Dreamers are scared. I love the Dreamers. That was his response.
Didn't Obama say he better not come after the Dreamers?
Well, I don't know.
God damn it, Obama! What? Come on! I want the deep state!
CNN. Interesting. Drudge Report links to fake news. The failing CNN. Their ratings are so low. House Speaker Paul Ryan today gave a major boost to legislative efforts to preserve protections for young undocumented immigrants.
Right.
And urged President Donald Trump not to tear up the program.
Yeah, dude, just don't do it, you immoral fucknut.
Trump told reporters he's still mulling over the decision. I'm still trying to think about that.
I don't even... Okay, if he doesn't kick the Dreamers out, will his base lose its mind? His racist little Nazi dickhead base?
I don't know that they'll lose their minds, but they'll definitely drizzle in their drawers a little bit over the fact if when he does it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that he's going to lose them if he doesn't.
Then why?
But he's definitely going to get many tiny penis salutes from All the torch wielders. The tiki torch wielders.
Oh, yes. I donate my full 3 inches to you. Whatever.
Penis is up.
Penis is up. So dumb. He doesn't have to do this. What an idiot.
Brian responded to a question about the deferred action for childhood arrivals. I can't stress that C enough.
Kids.
They childhood can't. Arrivals. It's in the title.
And I read somewhere that a majority of these dreamers, the average age, if you were a kid that brought you were carried into this country, was like 6.
Right.
So, like, you didn't fucking know. And so what if you did know? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, you're just 7 years old and you're like, fuck you, Mom, I'm not going to America. I don't want to break the law.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to break the law.
Chingate, Mama, no quiero ir a America.
Ooh, chingate, what does that mean?
Kiss you. My aunt.
What?
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Okay.
I wasn't saying fuck you to you.
No, I know.
Was answering your question.
No, I get it. Chingate, baby.
Paul Ryan said, quote, I actually don't think you should do that.
Really? That's weird to me, because I think Paul Ryan would be like, oh, you're going to do what? Kick brown people out of the country? Oh, let me start jacking off right away.
I believe that this is something Congress has to fix. Yeah, they've tried. And let's even roll back past the brown guy.
Yes.
To
W. He wanted to fix it, right?
Yeah. And by then, the profound evil cunt lords had taken over the Congress and blocked him even. From comprehensive immigration reform.
Why? Is it racism? Of course.
Yes.
A fucking
too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Please clap.
I want to know what the fuck he was thinking.
Please clap.
This is stupid fucking brother. I talked over that. Play that one.
I played it twice.
Already. Oh, okay. What was he thinking? I know we've talked about this on the show so many times.
Who? George?
W, when he's saying the first part of that, did he know he was going to say love?
I
think he forgot.
I don't think so.
I think he forgot a prepared word to say instead of love. Aren't able to...
Art?
Bring... Yeah. Their art? No, I think he was... Don't you think he meant to say, isn't able to tend to their patients the way they would like to? And for some reason, he said practice. He was like, what the fuck? Where am I going to practice there? They're what? They love their patients. Love! I
think that's far too much thought that you put into that process.
It's just the most... It's the most bizarre fucking ad lib I've ever...
And to the C students... I say, you too can be president of the United States.
True. Fucking true. And listen, if you're a rapist, allegedly fucking reality television show host who ran Miss Universe, walked around like a creep in the Miss Teen Universe locker room, hey, you can be POTUS. Fuck it.
I'm just here to encourage all the ladies.
Tuesday, the dreamers will know if you can stay.
Right.
You could be America's, next great model or some shit.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Pardon me while I vomit. Blah.
Had the press conference or whatever today that the White House briefing.
She's still turning on that new look, right? She's got that makeup going again. Because I noticed in a picture, it's like, geez, somebody is camera ready today.
Yes. That's all the Republicans in the office.
That was an elephant in the studio. That's weird.
The
you just help yourself.
We're in the process.
I know it. It was timed perfectly.
She says, we're in the process of finalizing that decision and those details. And we'll announce that on Tuesday.
Okay. Wow. We'll announce it on Tuesday. Fuck you. What do I do over the weekend? If I'm a dreamer, what do I do?
She did say that the decision is weighing on the president, Ryan.
What?
He's making sure he takes the diligent time and effort and attention that this very important issue deserves.
Hey, okay, for one second, let's take the Dreamers out of this, which is stupid, but like, what? All of a sudden, all these people are gone from our country. What do we do with what they used to do? Because they're working.
Well,
what
right,
happens?
Right. On MSNBC today, they had Sith Lord Chris Kobach on, who is
yes.
really not he's Sith Lord. I can't even give him that much cred. He's commander of some AT-AT brigade or something. He's some low level shit fuck. The former. Current? Is he still Secretary of State of Kansas, or did he bail? I don't even remember.
I don't know. Let me just wait. For some reason, it's weird for me to think of Kansas as having a Secretary of State. Do they really have that?
What do you think they should have? A
nothing.
A well, I mean, Kansas would
like
probably be
an imam, an ayatollah.
Prelate, yeah,
yeah. Why not have that? I just think it's just odd for me. I don't know. Just don't think of Kansas that civilized.
But Chris Kobach, who is the king of voter suppression, was on MSNBC, and they weren't letting him get away with his bullshit. He was they were saying, well, how is this a good thing at all? And he tried to pull this. There's so many that just arbitrarily say, oh yeah, I was brought here when I was I don't know, 8.
Oh my God!
When they came here yesterday,
that you know, that is so stupid. That the Republicans always do that.
Typical, right?
It's fascism, right? They're gonna scapegoat brown people. They're gonna say, "Hey, these Dreamers can't stay over here because they're criminals and they're hurting society."
And typically, you find one or two examples, which then means the entire process is fucked.
Because you know, and mm-hmm. see, and that's right. And then the GOP is lucky because. A lot of people that vote for them are dumb, fucking racist dickheads, and they'll right. believe it.
But then one Christian shoots up an abortion clinic, and they're like, oh, anti-abortion people aren't like that. How dare you compare one person to all of us?
No, that person's a martyr then to some of these freaks. They're fighting the good fight.
But so he was on, and they were throwing statistics at him, and Stephanie Ruhle. Was ready for his shit.
I love her.
And
she
said, well, actually, they've discovered in your state alone, you're going to lose, I forget how, like $300 million in revenue because of the working people
right?
that you're going to kick out.
What?
And some of these people are in their 30s. This, because they're not kids now. They were brought as kids.
Right.
But you've got... Doctors, lawyers, firemen, people working. They're working. They have to. That's part of the program. These dummies, all of these dumb conservatives are like, they got some welfare person on DACA. No. In order to stay on DACA, you have to be working.
But,
and you have to show that you were brought here as a kid. Chris Kobach.
That's right. But how do these... So, like, okay, so the DACA thing happens on Tuesday, and then how are people rounded up?
Well, they think he might let it expire because, you know, it was an executive order, and it was really even deferred is the first letter of DACA.
Yeah.
And it basically, it's prosecutorial discretion, which is the president using his power of the executive branch
yes.
to say, we know they're illegals.
Right.
And by the law should be rounded up and put into giant t-shirt launchers and sent back. But
Elon Musk, like, I got to figure that out.
Cause we're human.
Yes.
We should, take care of these people, these contributing members.
Oh
to
yeah.
Our
we,
society.
We have some fucking empathy. Maybe.
And I'm going to tell the Justice Department,
yes.
Put that way on the back burner. Like they did with weed.
Right.
Where Eric Holder was like, we're not gonna prosecute federal
yeah.
weed stuff anymore in states where it's legal.
Big fucking deal.
And Jeff Sessions gasped in horror in the background, I'm sure.
Jesus. Why are we so fucked up and backwards on all this shit? It should be in this. Why isn't that made up? Why did Obama make that an executive order? Why not make it a law or something? The GOP.
Well, that's it. So that's what Paul Ryan is saying in a rare moment of clarity, that they say they've been working. They're working on legislation that will take care of the Dreamers.
God, so is this how the GOP is going to separate themselves from Schittler? They're going to save the Dreamers from Trump.
Start some of them. They're going to try.
Okay.
The administration's program, which Obama signed, has long been targeted by Republicans. This is CNN. God. Has long been targeted by Republicans as an overreach of executive authority.
An overreach. And the Republicans in Texas want you to require you. They're to reaching into your
pussy.
Fetus.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck this. That's insane. Overreach. God.
Nevertheless, a number of moderate Republicans alongside Democrats support the program and have offered legislation that will make the protections permanent.
Oh, okay.
Ryan.
Yes.
Paul Ryan.
Right.
Who worked on comprehensive immigration reform before he became part of the House leadership.
Yes.
Has endorsed that approach.
Wow.
Quote, well, you know, he had to sling poo at President Obama. Right. President Obama does not have the authority to do what he did. We made that very clear. Having said all that, there are people who are in limbo. These are kids who know no other country, who were brought here by their parents and don't know another home. So I really do believe there needs to be a legislative solution.
Right. So it's so funny. He agrees with Obama, but in a very interesting way, found a way to shit on him at the same fucking time. That's amazing. Well, dude, let's do this then. Fuck Schittler. Just make that happen, Paul.
Asked whether he made a decision on DACA, Trump said, sometime today, maybe over the weekend, we love the Dreamers.
Did he really say it like that?
These are in quotes.
That's insane. Think of the people that you love in your life. And then how many of those people would you deport? He loves them. If you love them, why are you considering deporting them from the country that they fucking
live
in?
We'll do it very lovingly. I'll give them a copy of my book, The Art of the Deal, as they're leaving. I'll sign it.
He's bananas. He's bananas.
The Trump administration has been discussing for weeks what to do with DACA because... there's an ultimatum.
Yes.
From 10 infected hemorrhoids of state attorneys general. And I'm sure I don't have it in front of me, but I fucking well would have a really easy time picking a significant portion of those 10.
They're going to sue or some bullshit.
Let's say the first lawsuit, and then 9 others joined in to the daisy chain.
Yeah.
Texas.
Bucky!
Texas.
God.
The mullahs, the ass fucks of Texas, the horrible, heartless creatures of Texas, issued an ultimatum saying that if you don't let DACA expire on September 5th, we're going to sue your fucking ass.
For what, though? Like what damage? How can they? What are they suing for though?
For DACA to expire.
Did they think the Dreamer? Are they being hurt by the Dreamers? How is DACA hurting
them?
Well,
and if they're so butthurt over the executive order and the long schlonging by a black cock that they took
from
Obama, and it's overreach, executive overreach,
right?
But they agree with the results and they agree with what it should be. Why haven't they just done that since then?
Don't know.
Why haven't they said, we hate that Obama did this, but we agree, so we're going to make it a law so these people have permanent protections?
I think because of racism. I think a lot of people that vote for these dick faces are big fucking racists. And if they could go back to their constituents and say, hey, listen, I did what I could to make America great again, which was to make it whiter. Please vote for me next time.
And the Republicans are worthless. when it comes to governing.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
They're great at, no, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, 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 no,
right?
No. That sucks. No.
You're the party of fuck you and the party of no. Those
okay.
things you got down.
Yeah. Here, you drive.
Okay. Well, shit.
What do we do? Where's the gas?
I got all this hate.
Yeah.
I got all this racism and sexism and bigotry. I don't can't write anything.
MAGA.
Yeah. Trump couldn't even, you know, Trump couldn't sell his health plan because he couldn't articulate what it was.
Because he doesn't know.
He doesn't fucking know.
Which again proves that he's a moron and that this false Trumpian, I mean, Trump cult view that he's so smart, such a great businessman. He's done nothing.
Yeah.
He inherited daddy's lawyers,
right.
daddy's business advisors, and he fucked that up.
Oh, my God.
And ended up bankrupt 4 or 5 times.
Now he's running the fucking country.
Everybody, look at every successful businessman. They've used bankruptcy. Gates is like, excuse me?
Yeah,
I don't have any bankruptcies.
Right. I spend my days supplying Africa with mosquito netting and things like that. God, do you think?
So no, not every big businessman has
dick.
Frequently used the process of going bankrupt.
Right.
As just standard operating procedure.
Well,
in business.
I would say most probably don't. Would
right.
you say most people don't declare bankruptcy?
Bankrupt
I don't fucking know.
You can't pay your bills.
Right. You fucked your business up, maybe.
Right.
Or who knows?
How is that a smart business decision? And the idiots believe it, like birds with their mouths open in the nest, waiting for a worm from the orange fucker that's like, oh, yes, yes, tell us whatever. Oh, you're such a smart person. He's playing 4D, four-dimensional chess with Mueller, right? I read that today.
Literally?
No, that's a comment. Somebody was like, you guys just don't understand. Trump's playing
four-dimensional
chess.
Oh, you mean
I don't get it. And everyone else is playing checkers.
Listen. Just quit telling me that these idiot moronic racists have a big giant plan and I don't see it. That's not true.
Trump.
Trump is a dumbass. Well,
right.
He didn't give a fuck about anything. He went and visited people in a shelter at a storm, bragged about the crowd size, and then I don't know what it was. He complimenting the hurricane
it's
on
a
how
great
big
hurricane. Harvey's
enormous
giant.
It was. These fucking GOP dickbags. You know what? They must have, their whole
political.
Almost
as big as my hand.
Right. They must have thought, God, if we could just get some asshole, heartless fucknut of a businessman in there, we can privatize Medicare. We can get all the fucking bullshit
yeah.
we want done.
They tried that with, what's his name in the 90s? Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And they found out, guess what? That he was batshit.
Yeah, he's nuts. Just like this one. Except
and he
this
did
one's
really
racist.
Well. He did really well. And that
he
was
did.
The only reason that dummies voted for him was, fuck you, that's why. And he's smart businessman. He's self-made businessman. He's going to put America back on track.
Suck my dick.
Which means he's taking all that money away from those Negroes.
Absolutely.
And giving it back to me. I want my welfare check so I don't have to pay taxes.
Hey, man, let's quit pretending, okay? The GOP needs to quit pretending. All their campaign slogans, all they say, it's just thinly veiled fucking racism. We all know what
sure.
MAGA means. Make America fucking white.
Yep.
Fuck you.
So those are your headlines.
Our president's down in Texas complimenting a flood.
Himself.
Yeah, and himself. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true.
Look at how great we're doing. Look at how wonderful we're doing. Look at how great I'm doing.
I don't understand the bizarre conversation who's having that other guy about like, hey, when do we congratulate each other? When do we high five each other for our efforts, you know, coming to the aid of these victims?
Oh, to Governor Abbott.
Oh, yeah. That wacko.
Fuckwaddle.
That dickbag.
Yeah.
God. It's just weird.
The, so.
Congratulations
oh
on the storm.
You know, we might be so fucked in this next election. I was just reading a story about how they're worried about the upcoming election because nobody's doing anything about any potential hacking,
right.
about any fuckwattery.
We don't know what the fuck happened.
Right. And the Republicans don't want to look into it.
Because they won.
Because they're worried about their shenaniganry.
Right.
What's his, David Frum.
Yes.
Before Trump would have been high on the, oh my God, batshit lunatic Republican conservaloon.
Okay.
List.
Right.
Now he's the voice of fucking reason. Oh.
Who is this?
David Frum.
David Frum?
Conservative writer. Right. Journalist. He tweeted about this, that New York Times story about what's going on with voter fraud, you know, then looking into actual real hacking and shit like that. A sub theme of the New York Times story, U.S. voting systems are left unprotected in great part because states fear federal review of their voting practices.
Oh, my God.
There's some shenaniganry going on.
Yeah.
David Frum is saying that there may have been shenaniganry going on.
And you know
in
what it
states
is.
That are saying, well, we don't want you. We don't want a federal probe into our voting, how we count our votes.
You know, they're disenfranchising black people from voting. Color people of color and shit like that. You know, that's why they don't want to.
And again, 40,000 vote difference.
Yeah.
In two or three key states.
Yeah.
Which comes down to several precincts. They didn't need to fuck with machines.
Right.
Across the board, which you can't do. But what if they got someone to do a machine or two in several different precincts?
What if they closed
that
early?
Were key precincts?
Right. Yeah.
That were geo-targeted by election data.
Yes.
Given to the Russians.
Jeez.
By Republicans. That's what's going to come out. I really have no doubt is that they were given, you know, because the RNC gives them their databases and gives them all their data and all everything.
Them, like the
candidates.
Oh, I see. And then so some candidates gave that info to the Russians?
Well, yeah. All they had to do was forward it right over to Vlad.
Oh, my fucking God.
And that's how we had that story already where they,
yes.
That's how they targeted sharply targeted people on Facebook. Instead of buying ads that cost millions of dollars to cover hundreds of thousands, millions of people,
right.
They used the Russians somehow had data to tell them what the key places to target were.
Oh my God.
So they targeted certain parts of certain cities and certain people.
Right.
And certain demos, really thin demos.
So, like, how is that any different than hiring some fancy ass consultant?
Because it's a foreign power.
Foreign power.
Yeah.
God, you know, if Hillary had won this election, and there was
she did
right. God damn it, she did win. Oh man, I'm
in every other country on the planet, Hillary Clinton would be president. But we've got the, I want to own slaves. How dare you have more populous states get more say than me, which is the only reason we have that fucking electoral college.
Right.
Was the same reason we're having all this shit now, but hurt Southerners.
Yeah. God, fuck you guys. Fuck. I'm yelling out the window to Florida. Fuck your butt hurt. I'm glad your butt hurt.
Or butt hurt. Let me qualify. Butthurt.
Hey, we got qualified
butthurt rural.
What?
Butthurt rural states.
Qualified
or rural
butthurt.
Areas.
See, we're even nice
because then it was Southern
butthurt. What?
Then it was Southerners.
Yeah.
Now it's because go to Miami.
Yes,
they're fine there. Go to Atlanta.
Right.
They're fine there. Even I would argue Montgomery.
Yes.
Is blue.
Alabama.
Yeah,
probably
it is. Their state rep is that lesbian.
Oh, wow.
There was, remember?
Right.
That really cool, I forget her name.
The cool lesbian.
In fucking Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. Why is Montgomery gerrymandered all fuck then?
So it's just overly weighted votes to rural areas. And we see that fucking map that the MAGA morons love to plaster all over social media.
Yes.
Which shows, if you go by county, the country is all covered with red with a few blue dots. And they're like, oh, this is proof that everybody hates Clinton and everybody hates you libtards and this country is for God and hates homos. But then they gloss over the fact that everybody lives in the little blue dots.
You were talking about in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Right? Montana has two senators. Montana has a couple of million people.
Okay.
California has 20, 30, 40 million people.
But why should they decide what happened to the country?
And they have two senators.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, such shit.
You have two senators, assholes. That should even the play field enough.
You know what, man? Fuck this. If you're going to... Then let's have animals vote, because they're the only ones living in the middle of nowhere where all this red is. Let a prairie dog vote.
Land
Fuck
does
it.
Not vote.
No, I want that bush to vote. I want a tumbleweed to vote. I want that palm tree to vote.
That's what they're talking about.
Stupid. I want a mollusk to vote.
So it's just totally fucked up, the system. And
so stupid.
And had it gone the other way.
Yes.
You know that there would be. They would be pushing for a constitutional amendment to get rid of the Electoral College. It's evil.
And if Hillary won this, imagine though if she were president and there was a hint, a whisper of this Russian shit.
Oh, well, they're talking about Saudi Arabia. I read that.
Fucking forget about it.
I read a comment today that really, again, shows the moronitude of Trump pansies. It might have been a bot. Who the fuck knows? But they said, Hillary, it was about Russia and how much influence Russia has over what's going on. And they said, well, we have proof that Hillary took millions and millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia. I would rather be under Russian orthodoxy than Wahhabist Sharia.
What does that even fucking mean? Wahhabist. God. That's so fucking stupid. God.
So they're like, well, it's okay. It's better that the Russians influenced and won as opposed to the evil Muslims.
Listen to what you're saying. Why do these idiots think our interests are aligned with Putin, or what is good for the country would be what Putin would want? That is bananas. This guy kills journalists.
Right. Oh, everybody. Everybody kills people. Remember that?
Oh,
you remember that?
I fucking remember that. People forget that shit, though. I mean, you know what I
mean? Mr. President, Putin kills people. Well, you know, we're not innocent.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Good fucking
terrifying. But then he said something worse right after that, so it gets glossed over.
We fucking forget. By the way, Juicy Girl, thanks for the like or the retweet on Crab Diving at Crab Diving. Tweet us.
Mark Zuckerberg apparently and a group of tech moguls,
nerds,
tech leaders have rung. I think.
Rang in.
Yes. I don't know what the subjunctive is.
You rang
the or whatever. Don't tweet me that subjunctive. I got fucked up subjunctive because
tweet us your subjunctive shit, please.
A lot right now. I haven't eaten in 3 days. I'm pissy.
That sucks, man. That sucks.
The Zuckerberg announced on his Facebook page that he stands with Dreamers. Dreamers have a special love for this country because they can't take living here for granted. They understand all the opportunities they have and want nothing more than the chance to serve their country and their community.
Right.
And Dreamers deserve that chance.
So Zuckerberg, do something with this platform you got. Organize places for these people to go find sanctuary in the country or something. I don't know. Let's fuck.
A bunch of U.S. entrepreneurs and business leaders signed an open letter to Trump. Saying, as entrepreneurs and business leaders, we're concerned about the new developments in immigration policy that threaten the future of young undocumented immigrants brought to America as children.
Yes.
Dreamers are vital to the future of our companies and our economy. With them, we grow and create jobs. They are part of why we will continue to have a global competitive advantage.
God, it's business people. This is Trump's people. He's supposed to be a business guy.
Probably what's going to happen is they're going to, he's going to let it sunset.
Yes.
He's going to bend over to the worst of the most vile states.
Right.
And throw some meat to his dwindling lunatic base, and he'll let it expire, but he'll say, but I'm calling on Congress to immediately pass legislation.
So
so what he's probably going to do is say, look, Obama overreached with his big, long black fingers.
Oh, yes. And his penis.
And so I can't continue this
right.
because I think that's too much executive power, which is, I don't know how Trump is going to say that without lightning
insane.
Coming from somewhere. And I don't believe
insane.
In God.
Oh, yeah. No, geez.
But I think a God would suddenly flash into existence if Trump tried to say, I don't think the president should have that much executive power.
But he's impervious to shit like that, though. I mean, we've seen over and over again, you know, the blatant hypocrisy is some of the he pulls. But it's impossible to call him on
that's
because,
Republicanism.
Because his GOP base is like fake news or whatever.
Yeah, that's Republicanism. Or conservatism. I don't, you know, right now it's both.
Yeah.
There are some Republicans who are out there still trying to save the brand.
Yeah. Oh, good luck. Fuck your brand.
Richard Painter, one of my current favorite Republicans.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Is
he's the only one I like.
Is irate and pissed. Well, Steve Schmidt is really good.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He has no hair, right? Is that the bald
dude? Yeah, but then again, he's the guy who gave a save for Sarah Palin.
Oh, God, Steve. You have a lot more to atone for. I'm sorry. You did that to us.
And
that sucks.
What's the guy, Rick?
Rick? I don't know.
Oh, it's driving me crazy.
I can't.
He's on MSNBC all the time.
Rick.
In past lives,
yes.
He and David Frum would have been the mortal enemy.
Sure.
And now I follow him on Twitter because he's hilarious.
Because he's
so anti-Trump.
God.
But
Richard Painter, your party's dead, dude. You're a progressive.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's great to listen to him rant, but I think he's delusional because he's like, well, after Charlottesville, he was like, that's it. We're kicking all these guys out of the Republican Party. We're not going to have them anymore. Everyone's going to know that the Republican Party stands for inclusion, not for Nazis and neo-fascists and this. And I'm thinking, Ricky.
Yeah, they kicked you out.
Yeah, right. You're out. You're a rhino.
Yeah, wake up, dickhead. I mean, really.
Good luck.
How do you justify the existence of a fucking party that gave us this president? How do you do that? This racist, vile piece of garbage. Fuck that. Oh, my God. I don't know how the fuck anybody squares voting Republican. Do you not have a sister, a mom? Do you not have gay friends? What's your fucking issue? What's your fucking... Who are you?
Congrats to Serena Williams.
Oh, yes?
For spitting out crotch spun.
Oh, okay. You think they'll play tennis?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Not all of them do.
Really?
A lot of the kids, I don't want anything to do.
Jeez.
That's my milieu.
Got
Serena Williams, very nice, by the way.
Okay. Give it up.
Venus was the nicer one, though.
Venus?
I'm just saying.
Venus is nicer than Serena.
Well, in my experience.
Right.
Their dad was really cool.
Right.
Really funny.
He's the one that made them learn how to play tennis.
He is. He took them out to a
very young age.
A shitty tennis court in the ghetto-ish area that they lived in.
And, yes.
Where the tennis net was a swoopy fence.
Yes.
A fence that was probably too low. But that's where I learned, too. It wasn't a ghetto, but I lived in where I first started playing tennis was a horrible, cracked court with...
Yeah.
A fence that was too low where we had to prop
that's
it up,
what
with,
made you
we had
good
to prop
though,
it up
right?
with a stick.
But that's what made you good.
Well, no, playing nothing, doing nothing else for 8 to 10 hours a day
okay.
is what, after that is what made me good.
Adversity. I'm just kidding.
But I started there.
Right.
My first 8 to 10 hour days were spent on that shitty
just
tennis
hitting court. Balls?
On that shitty court.
Right.
And I used to still, even when even after I'd started working as a pro, I still lived in that neighborhood. I would go out to that park, Crescent Park. There you go, outside Chicago.
Yeah.
And by that time, they had resurfaced and put up a new fence. It was still wasn't a real net.
Yes.
It was a chain link fence net.
Oh God.
Which makes me crazy. But
you don't hit it. So
but at least it was the right height.
Yeah.
And I would still go out there and practice serves and shit. I wouldn't play because the net drove me crazy. But
right.
Once I got really good.
But you don't hit the net. I don't know why that matters. You never hit it, right?
Well, sure you do. But when you do,
you
expect a reaction.
Right.
Right. And if you hit close to the top of the net, frequently it's going to go over.
Oh, I see.
In some capacity. Hitting a fence was like hitting a wall. There was no way that ball was going over unless it just barely clipped the top.
Oh, shit.
And plus, the nets grab the ball. Right. Like if you serve, you don't always have to go pick up the ball, so you're not going to break your ankle if you keep playing. Whereas the net would hit the fence and roll right back at your feet.
Why isn't that part of the game? Like, if you're a really great tennis player, we'll prove it and play on a really shitty court. Overcome it. Isn't that part of it? Shouldn't that be part of it? And these professional tennis players, I mean, they play on such
On grass.
Well,
yeah. I mean, the grass at Wimbledon and the grass anywhere on any grass tennis court is meticulous. It's like a putting green, you know. But it's still a grass court, and you're going to get really fucked up bounces. And with clay too, you can sometimes get divots and shit and things that will cause the ball to bounce in a fucked up manner, but not like a hard court with weeds growing out of certain places. That that doesn't qualify as a hybrid grass court.
In left field, in the softball field in which I used to play, there was a sewer grate you had to fucking What's going on?
No, there's weird clicking noises.
Oh, okay. You have to, negotiate that. And I think that makes you better.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck Trump. I don't know why I'm talking about this.
How did we get? Oh, from Serena Williams giving birth. That's how I went down tennis memory lane.
Congratulations, Serena, whoever.
There's a news story.
Yes.
It says, stop pretending you don't know why people hate Hillary Clinton.
Because they hate her because they're a sexist, dickhead, racist fucknut. They hate women. That's it. Bam. That's it.
He lists all the reasons everybody usually says. We list so very many explanations, all of them complete bullshit.
Right.
This is Larry Womack over at the HuffPo.
Oh, shit.
In truth, Hillary haters seem to resent her more than disagree with her.
Oh, okay. Wow.
They demand to be humored and catered to. They hold her to wildly different standards than her male counterparts. They regard her with an unprecedented degree of suspicion. Above all, they really, really want to see her punished. And an aggressive male presence, even if dangerously incompetent, seems to comfort great many of them.
That's our country.
Yep.
That is our fucking country.
So he's saying,
oh, God,
it's just misogyny.
Yeah. And like, really, it's really,
well, think about
up.
It. How much, I don't even want to say more corrupt is she? Cause we have no evidence that she's corrupt.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hearsay and a lot of, bullshit conspiracy theories.
Emails, but her emails.
Oh my God.
What about that server? Benghazi. And they agree with her on issues, but they hate her as a person.
Well, you look at the Bernie bros.
Based on what?
She's the most she's the most corrupt person that's ever been put in front of us. Look at how evil she is.
You know, in LA, I have a, to say he's a friend would be an acquaintance who's a comedian, horrible comedian, just horrendous piece of garbage. And he gave me a ride. We were doing the same gig, and he was trying to explain to me why he hated Hillary so fucking much.
Did any of it make sense?
No. And I kept asking him, but why? But why? And he's like, he says like the email thing.
Did you vote for Obama?
And
if they say yes, then you say, well, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Right.
What about all those drone strikes?
Yeah, what about that shit?
What about NSA sticking its nose in your holes?
Yeah.
But, I mean, but, yeah, I mean, we can cherry pick things
yes.
from even the guys that we like. But why with Hillary is she elevated to demonic status?
I don't know.
And I think that's this guy's point, is yeah. that because she's got a vagina.
And guess what color this dude is I was talking to?
Is he brown?
White.
Oh.
Fucking white. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
That should stop your argument. Like, when I talk to Bernie bros that they just can't wrap their mind around ever voting for Hillary, I always say to them, this is how I always get them. I always say, hey, but you're white. And your experience under Schittler is going to be different than somebody not white. Fuck you, you know? White privileged dick mouth.
This guy's good. Bad news for the haters. History is decidedly unafraid of the woman card. It doesn't care how many people will stand on tables today and swear they'd feel the same if she were a man. It will see us for what we are, a sick society driven by misogyny and pathetically struggling to come to terms with the fact that women do not exist solely to nurture.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Because if you compare Hillary to Bernie and then Bernie to Trump, you know, if they love Bernie so much, why wouldn't they vote for Hillary? Aside from the fact that she has a fucking vagina.
Well, and that's the thing, is that even from the quote liberal white guys.
Yes.
Who may be on race, allegedly, yes. and on sexual orientation.
Right.
They're still misogynists.
Right. Yeah. How?
Welcome to America. Religion.
Oh, my God.
Let's Faithless Friday it up. Part of it is the religious dick watery of the country and of the world. Where are women subjugated the most? In religious society.
Yeah, yeah. Theocracy.
Pick one.
Shit like that. Ours.
Right now, the Muslims tend
Iran.
To be. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, this guy's good. When the Bush administration was discovered to have erased millions of emails illegally sent by 22 administration officials through private RNC-owned accounts in order to thwart an investigation into the politically motivated firing of 8 U.S. attorneys, only one talk show covered it that Sunday.
Holy shit.
22 million emails were intentionally deleted so that a congressional inquiry couldn't get a hold of them.
Was that Cheney? Or was that
Bush?
That was Bush.
Bush administration.
Right.
Well, of course. So, yes, change.
But God, oh, it's just crippling.
When Mitt Romney wiped servers, sold government hard drives to his closest buddies, and spent $100,000 in taxpayer money to destroy his administration's emails.
What?
When he was governor, that's barely an issue. When Hillary Clinton asked Colin Powell how he managed to use a BlackBerry while serving as Secretary of State, he replied by detailing his method of intentionally bypassing federal record-keeping laws.
So string him up. What the fuck? What? It's the hypocrisy is insane. It doesn't make any sense.
In an email to her, he said, there's a real danger if it's public that you have a BlackBerry and it's government, and you are using it, government or not, to do business, it may become an official record and subject to the law.
Oh, my God.
So he wasn't saying, he was saying if you're going to, don't use a government BlackBerry for anything but
yeah.
government stuff.
Right.
Yet the fact that Hillary Clinton emailed through a private server and didn't use it to cover anything up is somehow the defining issue of her campaign. My God, people cry. Anyone else would be in jail. And we just gave you three examples
yeah, yeah.
of what could arguably be worse than
right.
what she is alleged to have done. Nobody's screaming
right.
for the Bush administration to be in jail. Nobody's asking for Mitt Romney to be in jail.
They're all penises. They've got right. penises. And you know, the funny thing, that article really articulates why, I mean, the bullshit story about like why they think Hillary's, you know, email use was a problem. Because you generally, I mean, if you talk to these dickheads, why they hate Hillary, they'll just say emails.
First and foremost, yeah.
And
they'll whip out a Benghazi and
but then
they'll
say,
talk about all the bodies.
What do you mean by emails? And they won't They won't be able to say. Yeah,
yeah. She's a traitor.
Too many. There's a guy, this old dude I used to know in L.A. He was like, I'm voting for Trump. I was like, why? Too many emails with Hillary. Just too many emails.
I know that is.
Too many emails.
He's batshit. He shouldn't be able to vote.
To vote? Of course
Good
not.
God, that drunk that sits in the back, in the alley behind that dive bar?
He votes. Voted for Trump. Trump. He's got tons of, he hangs out with Mexican guys all day voting for Trump. Trump.
That I don't understand.
That's why I kind of had
issues.
That's
misogyny.
Yes. This MTV, everybody go out and rock the vote. Everybody vote. Fuck that. Quit encouraging your stupid friends to vote. This is a
great piece. This guy says, it isn't just Republicans. The double standards are even more transparent on the left, which is what we just talked about. The fucking Bernie bros.
What the fuck is that, man? God. Why can't the progressives transcend this sexism, man? Why? Because, thinking about it like this, really.
God, even Jon Stewart recently said that Clinton is a bright woman without courage of her convictions, because I don't know what they even are.
But that could be speaking to the fact that,
this guy says, in fact, there's a very lengthy trail of public records all pointing in the same direction. If you can't figure out which, maybe the problem is you.
Right. God. Yeah. Well, we can say that maybe she didn't run the best campaign on the planet, I guess. But we don't even really know all the fake news and all the, the skewed media coverage. We don't know.
Some view her with contempt for opposing same-sex marriage in 2008 while fawning over men like Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders, who held the same position at the same time.
Yeah, and they were allowed to, quote-unquote, evolve, yeah. Which was total bullshit. You know both those guys. Don't have a problem with gay marriage.
It's time to stop pretending this is about substance. This is about an eagerness to believe that a woman who seeks power will say or do anything to get it. This is about a Lady Macbeth stereotype.
Yeah.
That frankly should never existed in the first place. This is about the one thing no one wants to admit it's about.
Yeah. That's that sexist thing, If a dude is aggressive and a go-getter, he's a go-getter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if a chick is that way, well, they're a bitch. She's a bitch.
Oh, God, this is great. Consider for a moment two people.
Right.
One, as a young woman at the beginning of her promising legal career, went door to door searching for ways to guarantee an education to the countless disabled and disadvantaged children who had fallen through the cracks.
Yeah.
The other, a young millionaire, exacted revenge on his recently deceased brother's family by cutting off the medical insurance desperately needed by his nephew's newborn son, who at 18 months of age was suffering from violent seizures brought on by a rare neurological disorder.
Trump did that!
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, cut off his dead brother's son's health care.
I had never heard that.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great guy.
Butter emails, man.
What kind of society treats these two people as equal in any way? What kind of society even considers the latter over the former for its highest office? Generations from now, people will shake their heads at this moment in time. We're doing it now.
Right.
When the first female major party presidential nominee, competent, qualified, and more thoroughly vetted than any non-incumbent candidate in history, endured the humiliation of being likened to such an obvious grifter, ignoramus, and hate monger. We deserve the shame we will bear.
Yeah.
Right. And God. I'm willing to bet that if I click on the comments over here at the HuffPo,
yes,
that there's going to be a decent number of fuck you, she's corrupt.
And the thing is, man, you can...
From alleged liberals.
Right. And people say, well, liberals, you're shoving Hillary Clinton down your fucking throat. You're allowed to like Bernie more than Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
You are. But if you go to the polls and she's the nominee and Trump's running against her, you can't bring yourself to vote for her. Well, you're mentally fucking ill. Or something's wrong with you. Or you're racist. I don't know. Who knows? It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, here we go. Clinton has had the best justice that money, power, and influence can buy. Of course she's never going to be held to the same standards as the rest of us. Did you learn nothing after watching O.J. Simpson trial?
What? What the fuck? What parallel is someone drawing between O.J. and Hillary?
That O.J. is rich and famous. That's why he got away with murder.
Okay.
She's rich and powerful and influential, and that's why she's never gone to jail like she should.
Right. Wait. Again, she ran for president twice. If there was a big smoking gun about Hillary, what are you waiting on? What are you fucking waiting on?
Here we go. What a load of nonsense. Hillary is a warmonger and a puppet of Wall Street. Her record on Libya alone is enough to make anyone hate her. People hate her because she is corrupt and untrustworthy, not because she is a woman. And Trump is a horrific person, too.
God,
this Trump bot, I'm sure.
That doesn't make any sense.
Said.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can disagree with her on a lot of shit. Like we were just saying, like, we don't love everything fucking Obama did. I don't love the fact that he had to, quote unquote, evolve on gay marriage. I thought that was stupid. You know? But it's fucking ridiculous to compare Hillary Clinton to fucking Donald Trump. That's insane. That's nuts.
So it wasn't hard at the HuffPo to find commenters saying, this is such full of shit. You're so full. She was the most corrupt ever.
Most corrupt ever. God, that's... God, I just flash back to every conversation I've ever had with any dirtbag comic about who are you going to vote for? Not Hillary. Not if she's a nominee. I'm not going to vote. You're fucking
uninformed,
dumb, and stupid. God, you got everybody
again, squeaky clean. No, I
of course
I would
not.
Think, no, I think anyone who's had a career in politics, a successful career, has probably had to shenanigan it up once or twice.
But let's compare her
which
to other people.
Also. A symptom of our system. When you've got a system where you're elected to Congress and you spend 4+ hours a day, I ain't joking, fundraising. That's what one of these new he might have even been a Republican,
right?
Congressman was like, this got to change.
Yeah,
I was elected to get shit done. I'm going, and the first thing they tell me is, here's your phone, here's your list.
Yeah, start begging.
That's exactly what it is.
That's insane.
And literally hours a day, not here's a few calls to make this week.
Half of your
time. Spend a percentage of every day raising money for the party to get reelected.
Right. And I'm sure that's how you're appreciated, you know? Not that you wrote some enlightened
that's why Pelosi.
Piece of fucking legislation.
Like or not Pelosi, but she was great at fundraising.
You can go get that money, baby.
That's how she shined in the leadership.
God.
Shined. Whew, so there you go.
Don't you think that's why a lot of Republicans hate the fuck out of Pelosi? Because she's got inside fun parts. Don't you think sexism is at play
as
well?
Sure.
God. It really is. Honestly. It's harder if you're a woman. I know that's the stupidest, most obvious thing to say, but good fucking God.
Not now. White men, Ryan, are hated and being persecuted.
That's right. We got a president who's got Nazis in the fucking White House or had Nazis in the fucking White House.
And who is the biggest example of white man, baby man?
Oh, butt hurt. The fucking window. Oh, he's so stupid.
Weenie-tude.
He uses any platform he has to bitch about how he's not getting his. The man was sort of not.
No. Remember he said no president has ever been treated like this.
What's that mean? Oh, you lunatic.
Nobody has ever been treated like this by the evil, lamestream media making up all their lies.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've never really had a big fucking... I mean, we've had big racists in office before, but this guy is just so upfront about it.
If you want the media to stop saying you're doing shitty stuff, how about stop doing shitty stuff?
Don't show up to a hurricane and say, oh, great crowd. Don't compliment the storm, bizarro. Quit being weird.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's just fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget iTunes. Stitcher, crabdiving.com, at iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. Helps us out.
That's right.
And, hey, spread the crabs on social media. Thanks to those that do. People yes. retweet the shows and shit.
Hell yeah,
and,
baby.
Our social media humans are awesome.
Yeah.
It is Faithless Friday, where we wave around our atheism a wee bit more
right.
than every other right. fucking day when we're trying to fend off
yes.
the talons of dominionist evangelical Christian Taliban-itude.
Yeah. Kate, don't chew on my atheism.
Yesterday we played a clip of some this Mark Taylor guy. He's the guy that's the former fireman. Who was watching?
This is with the sound waves or some bullshit.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. The Illuminati are sending sound waves to make people hate Trump. Was with this guy, but he received a revelation from the Lord initially.
Oh, did he really? Okay,
telling him that Trump is the chosen one and stuff.
When do they talk about like using sound waves in the body in the Bible? When is where's that?
I don't think that one came
bullshit.
Up.
it's so weird,
but. The we've got Rick Joyner.
This guy's a dick.
Who we've played frequently before, a profound Trump sucker.
How do you live with yourself if you're like
a big church in like South Carolina or something like that?
Really?
And a big online following, yeah.
Dude, Rick, I understand you're making a lot of money, you have this following and shit, but you're a D-bag. You're a loser. You know what I mean? You're a douche.
He usually fires up his cell phone and broadcasts from wherever the fuck he is out in the middle of the woods somewhere in South Carolina.
How creepy.
Sends his messages of love.
I'm hanging out by this fern talking about Jesus.
And here he is completely putting on the shawl of fascism.
Ooh, yes.
By going after the media.
A little shawl, a fascist shawl.
The media is evil.
What about a shrug?
I stirred up a whole lot. I stirred up from reporters and everything else. When I started calling our news media the biggest terrorist organization in the world, I didn't actually start that.
What?
He hates Right Wing Watch, where okay. I am reading the story about him, because Right Wing Watch does just that, calls out, shines the light, on
yeah.
gaping anuses like this guy.
But they say what he's saying.
They put you know clips what I mean? Of what he says.
You should love Right Wing Watch. They play all your shit, dumbass.
Right Wing Watch, every single story has either audio or video or a direct printed quote of something they wrote in it.
Citations, right? They have
right.
Citations.
For that, yeah. example.
Right.
So now he's saying, well, the media gets all mad at me when I say they're the biggest terrorist organization on the planet.
Yes.
But I'm not the first one that said that. Well, no shit.
How does that make it right or logical, dickhead?
I think somebody might have said something similar. I don't know. I'm going to say Germany mid-30s.
Nine!
I started calling our news media the biggest terrorist organization in the world. I didn't actually start that. I was quoting Bob Jones, who had told me that many years ago. And it's become that. They're not just reporting now. They're inciting riots. They're inciting division. They're inciting fear and terror.
Are you talking about Fox and Breitbart? I concur.
Oh, yeah.
He's not. He's talking about NBC and CBS
yes.
and CNN.
God.
That they're inciting terror.
They're,
you know why? Because they have on Clapper.
Right.
Who says, I think we need to start standing up to these people and,
yeah.
and they need to be removed from office. He's inciting violence. You hear that?
God, these guys don't.
Like, and then you put on Hannity,
yeah, yeah.
who's like, I think we need to go start cutting some heads off or something.
Yeah, yeah. They love it.
I'm paraphrasing, you know, I'm
sure.
hyperbolizing.
Hyperbole.
I'm not quoting shit, lunkhead.
Yeah. Guy has no fucking neck, Hannity.
Or fucking Alex Jones.
Oh my God, that guy.
Fill your hand! Fill your hand!
They nearly encourage people to be violent.
Right.
Or they
and,
make
and
them
they
feel,
dog whistle it up and yeah. they fire up everybody. And then when a liberal defends themselves.
Yes.
Look at how violent they are.
It's children. They're children. And, you know, without fucking this, who is this, Rick Joyner?
Yeah.
And fucking Alex Jones and Hannity, a lot of these dickhead racist white people might not feel like they're so put upon.
I don't agree with the Antifa violence.
Right.
If there's no violence being perpetrated, I would say if Antifa is defending against, if they start violence, I'm all for that.
Fuck yeah.
But I'm not for Antifa stirring shit up. But there wouldn't be an Antifa if there weren't a fa.
Yeah.
Fascism. Antifa is short for anti-fascist.
It's not out of a void. If there weren't white people marching down Charlottesville with torches screaming out Nazi bullshit, well, you're right. You wouldn't have this problem, you fuck faces.
They're inciting division. They're inciting fear and terror. That's terrorism. They may not be doing a physical attack. They may not be bombing anybody else. But
like your people. Your people shooting up abortion clinics. Like Timothy McVeigh thinking God ordained him to create the white national, white country of whiteism.
This dickhead is describing his side.
That's Goebbels.
Yeah.
Goebbels.
He's describing what the right is doing and saying the left is doing it.
That's what Joseph Goebbels said.
Right. It's fucking insane.
Accuse the other side of what you're doing.
Yeah. Simple.
I'd be bombing anybody else, but it's resulting in that kind of thing on both sides. The other side is feeling increasingly threatened because of their madness. I'm talking about of the media. And there are multitudes of people listening to them, resulting in things like a congressman being shot.
He's got a thing on his nose that you think he should have looked at.
Oh, yeah? Jeez.
Kind of like a wart or he looks like a witch in a Halloween costume.
Guys, everybody twat Rick Joyner and tell him to go get that fucking whatever the thing fuck that is.
I'm concerned about his health.
Oh, yes. I hope you're healthy.
Being shot. You know, the attack on FRC that our media wouldn't even cover. A guy.
Family Research Council. He's probably talking about the evil Southern Poverty Law Center saying they're a hate group.
But
where they're losing their mind.
But isn't that a compliment?
You're saying we're a hate group.
But if the Southern Poverty Law Center calls this dick bag a hate group, wouldn't he say, oh, thank you. You get me. You understand me. I am hateful.
No, because they love everybody and want to spread the seed of Jesus into everyone.
God, you know.
Our media wouldn't even cover. A guy went in there to kill everybody at the Family Research Council. That was his goal.
What are you talking about?
It just so happens the one guard they have there in front was able to stop the man even after he had been shot. He stopped the attacker. And the guy was charged with domestic terrorism. That was terrorism incited, I believe, by the media. What? Listen, the media, words hurt. You yell fire in a crowded theater, people can get killed. They can get hurt and killed. Well, I don't see any difference between that and what they're yelling and screaming today.
He is yelling fire in a movie theater. By saying, oh, look at all these illegals committing all these crimes. The illegals are spilling over the border. The black people are fucking shooting each other up in fucking the cities. I mean, all this bullshit they spew. That's exactly what they're doing.
This is in 2012.
Yes.
Floyd Lee Corkins, 28-year-old sometime gay rights volunteer from Herndon, Virginia.
This is 5 years ago.
Walked into the Washington headquarters of the Family Research Council with a 9mm handgun.
Oh, shit.
And a bag of 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I don't agree with this at all. But
are you kidding me?
The sandwiches was funny. According to the FBI, he told the FRC's security guard that he didn't like the organization's politics before opening fire, wounding Johnson in the arm before the guard subdued him. There was no loss of life, thankfully. He was charged with a firearms violation, assault with intent to kill. But anti-marriage equality activists believe the responsibility for the incident goes beyond one man. They're pointing to pro-LGBT rights groups as unindicted co-conspirators.
Then where's the paper trail? Where is the evidence? Where's the evidence? Where's the conspiracy charge? Show me an show me an email chain of some him. Do you know what I mean?
Tony Perkins.
Right. I want to see the check stub from George Soros to this guy. I want to see it.
And then they go on to say, well, this is the result of evil people saying that we're hate groups because we hate gay people.
You know why that happened? You know why a guy went into a building where people are and shot people up? Because this lunatic, who probably was mentally ill, got his hands on a fucking gun that he should not have. They didn't have anything to do with his fucking politics. The guy's fucked up and he got a gun and he went to use it. That's the problem. It's not that he's a left wing. He's mentally ill more than anything.
Anti-gay rights organizations are not often the target of violence. The incidence of violence against gays and lesbians, however, in the United States is far higher.
Yes, all the fucking time. Hate crimes, baby.
There were, in 2010, there were 247 incidents of assault, of aggravated assault, 495 incidents of simple assault against people on the basis of sexual orientation.
Okay.
That year, there were two incidents also of bias-motivated murder.
Two.
Gay people killed because they're gay.
Right.
Or LGBTQ.
Right.
If labeling the FRC a hate group armed Corkins with a justification for violence, should we be holding groups like Family Research Center and the National Organization for Marriage responsible for every homophobe who lashes out violently then?
Well,
because they're out saying that these people are evil. They're trying to indoctrinate your kids. They're trying to butt fuck your kids. They're trying to turn them into homosexuals. The homosexual agenda. Homosexual agenda. Homosexual agenda.
I mean, if you believe that shit, you get why. You'll understand why these people can be violent and commit hate crimes.
But they're not. This is one in how many years? This is the point I just read.
There were
600-700 total incidents and two killings that year. Of gay people being targeted, LGBTQ people being targeted because of that.
Yeah.
There was one incident of an asshole going after a Christian hate group.
Yeah. So it's like one, two, I don't know, 900.
Yet the Christians say it's the SPLC's fault for labeling us a hate group, but they don't take responsibility for labeling every homosexual, every LGBTQ person in the world as a sexual predator against children, as a sinner, as someone who God hates and hates God.
It's fucked up.
They can't, they don't own that violence.
No.
Fuck them.
It's I'm rubber, you're glue. It's hypocrisy. They don't have any accountability. That's so stupid. And they're dumb. They're fucking idiots.
This old story from Mother Jones points out, it's free country. Hating is one of the rights Americans have. But if an organization were putting forth papers arguing that blacks, Latinos, or Jews were inherently prone to committing certain crimes and were recommending laws specifically tailored toward restricting their behavior, would we not call them a hate group?
Of fucking course. They would be a hate group.
Yet these people are doing that to LGBTQ.
That's so stupid.
They say they're kid diddlers.
God.
And they say that they're trying to pass laws specifically restricting their behavior.
Yeah. Well, that's that religion bullshit eking in, right? I mean, you know, they claim the Bible says, you know, gay people are immoral or whatever. Oh, God. What a mess.
It also says people that wear two different types of fabric are immoral. It says if you eat shellfish, you're immoral.
Yeah, a bunch of stupid bullshit.
But go ahead and rape someone as long as you marry her after.
Yeah. You can fuck your cousin. You can fuck your cousin.
Go ahead and enslave people as long as you don't beat them too hard to kill them.
Right. And we're not even talking about the loony shit in the Bible where a woman was created because God reached in Adam's torso and pulled a bone out and tossed it across a garden. There's a woman.
Yeah, if God created Adam out of, I don't know, Play-Doh, Why did he need to rip a rib out of Adam to create Eve?
Because Jesus, you know, I don't know. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, we're not, yeah.
Yeah.
We should start with Genesis and just.
Yeah, it's all stupid. Not the good kind of crabs, Genesis.
The crabs read the Bible.
My brothers, by the way, very much. They're big fans of Phil Collins, both of them. They love him as a drummer. But they really want us to do a segment called Genesis Over Genesis, where we read sections of Genesis while playing Genesis music.
It's and kind
I,
of a...
I don't know. Like the idea of it, I get.
Well,
why
it's
the,
a brief concept.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know that.
How long are we gonna?
Well,
I mean,
yeah. How long? How much can you do?
How much of the Bible can you listen to versus how much of Genesis can you listen
Someone,
to?
Some band's got a form called Leviticus and Exodus and
right.
Numbers.
I can feel it calling in the air tonight. Jesus begot his son, begot this, begot that. Go fuck yourself. I don't know.
We also, either yesterday or the day before, talked about Uday.
Yes.
Kusei Trump? Uday Trump? Kusei Trump?
Right.
I don't know. The blonde.
Oh.
Eric.
Eric Trump. He looks like a barracuda.
Who you're about to look shame.
Needly feet. Needly teeth. Listen, here's the thing. I know I'm look shaming him, and that's a sin that I will, I'm going to bear that bad, flawed part of me. I'm going to fucking square that with my maker after I'm turned into worm food. He's ugly as fuck. He's the worst looking
on the inside
kids. And the outside. My God, look at him. Even his brother's face, Don Jr. I mean, his face.
Wait, so somebody saying, oh, my God, look at Chelsea.
Yeah, it's horrible. That's shitty. It's the shittiest. Chelsea wasn't in the government. This guy's in the government.
Neither Trump crotch spawn are in the government.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're How? Running around in the emails.
But that was the campaign.
Oh yeah. Well, listen, I know it's a double standard.
And, okay, and if you're
gonna,
as long as you know
no,
it.
No, listen, I do. And if you're gonna make fun of Chelsea, fuck you. Fuck off. But this guy's a dickhead and he shoots those animals. You know what I mean? He shoots those drugged up lions running around in Africa. He shoots
And
them.
Chelsea was a kid.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you make fun of her now,
I would not make fun of her now because I am biased to. I like progressives better than the GOP dick bags. I'm not nice about it. And, you know, I know it's wrong.
So Eric whined the other day about how badly Daddykins is being treated.
I saw that.
And how you know, if it was anybody else, you'd struggle to not want to kill yourself.
What does that mean? I'm trying to think about that for a second. If it was anybody else, they'd blow their brains out. Is that true?
I think he's the dumbest.
Who, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, because, you know, Don.
Yes.
Is claiming.
Right.
That he will be personally donating $1 million to Texas recovery efforts. I believe that to be an utter bald-faced lie.
Survey says
because,
bullshit.
Because Trump's history of charity is getting other people's money.
Yes.
Donating it in his name.
He's going to donate $1 million worth of ejaculate.
So your brother is probably going to be getting an email soon.
Right.
Your brother that went undercover to the Trump
my brother.
Rally.
Oh, yes.
And then bravely gave a real email address.
Ooh.
And now gets these creepy fundraising emails that he wonderfully forwards to us.
By the way, my brother and I will be on the stage tonight together. Go to my Instagash for details.
Yeah, if you're in Pensacola, if you're on the Gulf, go to at Radar Comedy.
Yes.
Something
about Eric Trump.
Trump got... Yeah, oh, so he's going to give $1 million.
$1 million.
Allegedly.
Give more, dickhead.
I want to see the receipt.
Yeah, I do too.
I want proof.
Yeah, because you're a fucking lying dickbag.
It'll never happen. His biographer and the other guy that Ghost wrote Art of the Deal.
Yes.
They both said it's never going to happen.
What about the guy?
Both like, it's not going to happen.
Wasn't there a guy that he... bought like a bunch of pianos from and he just never fucking paid the guy, but he got the pianos.
The contractor, there was another contractor that did work on Mar-a-Lago, I think it was, and he decided he wasn't going to pay him.
Instead of like you know, Trump, you fucking dick bag. Instead of
after he had gotten great reviews from Trump. So it wasn't like you did shitty work. Oh, yeah. I'm not paying you. It was just, I'm just not paying you.
Didn't he kind of do the same thing with Comey? Wasn't it that that's why it was weird that he actually fired the guy? Because he previously had hugged Comey, even didn't even kiss him in public. He kissed the guy.
Oh, yeah. He put two knuckles. Two knuckles deep.
This guy that kissed me in public, the president, is firing me because I suck.
That's when Comey was trying to hide in the drapes. When he got called over and Trump almost filleted him. Because at that point,
yes,
in Trump's mind, Comey was the guy responsible for him winning because he put out that, oh, yeah, we're still looking into Hillary.
Yeah.
What, 2 weeks before the fucking election?
Right. Imagine, like, you work at a place where when you have to go see the boss, you're like, oh, my God, I got to wear my coat, that my suit. That
I don't want to get molested.
That's similar looking to the wall, so I blend in. Yeah, I don't want to get felt up. That's part of it, right? Because he's so handsy.
Well, it was Comey already was uncomfortable.
Right.
With Trump giving him credit.
Right.
For putting Trump in office.
Well, listen, James, no offense, Comey, but welcome to the fucking club.
And he thought he had a great bud. Trump thought they were going to have dinner and Comey's going to be like, oh, that Russia thing, fuck it. I'll drop it. We'll drop it.
Pass the Brussels sprouts.
Don't worry about it.
Comey, he makes everybody uncomfortable. Imagine if you had a vagina, he'd be grabbing at it. He'd be way uncomfortable.
Mike Flynn, remember? I mean, at that dinner, Trump kicked everybody out and said, look, I need you to, you know, kind of ixnay on the Mike Flynn shit.
Yeah, what's up with that? God.
It's obstruction is what that shit is.
Yeah.
This
fucking guy, he's tall as shit.
Which has nothing to do with Mike Flynn and has everything to do with, if you get Mike Flynn, that means you're going to get me.
Oh, right, right.
You can't convince me
at
all
that
Trump is even remotely caring about Mike Flynn's ultimate welfare or about Manafort's welfare or any of these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll pardon him. You're pardoning them so they don't squeal on your saggy orange ass.
It must make somebody like Comey go bananas because this guy seems like a dude that has been ethical during his career. He's done the right things. He's done his job.
Well, yeah, and they've been trying to shit on him. I think we did the story yesterday that the Trump lawyers are trying to or have already met with Mueller's team, and they've already said, oh, Comey, oh, that lying sack of shit. He's a grandstander. Oh, my God. He's a big leaker.
God, what a fucking asshole.
Trying to discredit him, and that's going to be a little rough to try to discredit him because everybody I've seen on the telly, including some people there was one guy who was involved in a different investigation.
Yes.
And I think he was a congressman, was on one of the panels at the time, and Comey testified in front of him about some other deal.
Right.
And he said, the guy's great.
Yeah.
He's great. He's level-headed.
Yeah.
He admits when he did something wrong. He's like, I made a bad choice.
Imagine you're so like fucking freaked out by your fucking boss at work. You're like, oh man, I'm going to try to hide in my own clothes and stand next to a curtain to blend in with it. Not even to hide behind the curtain.
I think it was in
with the curtain.
Probably a joke. In some
Why didn't
capacity,
you wear a ski mask of the same color? He might not have found you.
Don't go.
Yeah, don't go. Call
him. I've got a really bad hemorrhoid right now. I can't.
Call him to work. Or, you know, I was about to say, why don't I resign? But then what government do we have if everybody just resigns that hates Trump? I mean, what happens?
So Eric.
Yes.
Tweeted out.
Right.
Or retweeted, I guess.
Retweet?
The Fox News tweet that said, Donald Trump is pledging $1 million in personal funds to Harvey Relief.
Okay.
Eric Trump said, so proud. Let's see if CNN or the mainstream media acknowledges this incredible generosity. My guess, they won't.
What the fuck, Eric?
Within minutes, CNN Communications responded with two screen caps. You guessed wrong. We covered the pledge online and on the air well before your tweet. Face palm emoji.
Face palm emoji.
And there's a picture of them.
Right.
First, it was on the Chiron White House. Trump plans to donate $1 million to flood relief.
Oh, yes.
Then someone was talking about it.
Right.
Trump to donate $1 million of his own money to the recovery. Then the CNN online.
Oh, shit.
President Trump will donate $1 million to Texas recovery efforts.
So why didn't he look at that? Before saying that, he knows that a zillion people are going to read his fucking twats. Why not think?
Because he knows the Trump pansies, the Trumpalos, the Trump tards. Oh, I shouldn't say that one.
Yeah.
The Trump idiots are out there not reading
it doesn't
CNN
matter.
And not looking at lamestream media. Breitbart's going to cover the fuck out of
yes.
it.
Yes. Hey, let me. I'm gonna
Fox
this.
Is going to jizz their pants. Their
Ooh,
Fox
yes.
and Friends. Oh, the president. Oh. I can't believe how generous he is. $1 million.
Hannity's going to need a towel down for sure. Squirt him down. But by the way, I want to do an impression real quick. This is Eric Trump eating.
That's very mean.
I know.
So there you go. Eric Trump fails miserably is the headline.
Survey says.
Trying to call out CNN.
You suck. Fail. Fail, dickhead. Go fuck off.
Really? Him and Don Jr. are just, they're dumb.
The worst.
They're so dumb.
The fucking worst. His kids, Trump, honestly, and I'm trying to say it in the nicest way possible, he's got the shittiest kids on the fucking planet. On the fucking planet. Who's got worse kids? Really? Think of famous kids that are worse. Apple?
Apple Paltrow?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh,
she's
my God.
All right.
The only reason we know the existence of that is because it's such a strange name.
Yes. Apple. What is your problem, Gwyneth? Why would you name a kid Apple? Why?
They should look into that and make sure she's not shoving rocks up that kid's vajayjay and
steaming
that kid's little pudenda.
Listen, a lot of people might not know this, but at one time, Gwyneth Paltrow thought she needed to tell the world to go steam their vaginas. And you know what the medical community said? It's not good to burn your genitals.
Yeah. You don't need to steve your vagina.
Don't burn your fucking anything, okay? Don't burn anything on your body. There's nothing good about it. Why would you think you needed to steam your vagina?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. Okay.
It's unreal.
I don't want to share this. I just thought about, like, Kate's never done that. She doesn't.
Kate the dog?
Kate doesn't subscribe to Goop.
I don't believe she's had
Paltrow
vaginal rocks or
she never asked for
anything
it.
Going on down there. Yeah. So she does clean herself in that area quite frequently.
Okay. That's my fault.
Gotcha.
I started.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Over at Patheos, there's an update on Pastor Freddy Naranjo.
Oh, wee wee.
Of the Tabernacle of Praise Church.
Fuck you, boy.
Tabernacle of Praise Church.
Oh, yeah. Is that some Mormon bullshit?
In Corpus Christi. Oh, no, that's Jesus.
Well, Tabernacle. I'm just thinking the Mormon Tabernacle choir that performed for the,
yeah.
It's the only people they could get to sing for Schindler. That Three Doors Down.
At their website, a place of love and healing where friendliness doth abound.
Fuck you, creepy. You want to get diddled?
Well, the pastor decided.
Yes.
That he was going to put his safety in God's hands.
Ooh, yes.
In regards to the hurricane,
his safety. Okay, how's that working? What do you do? Stand there.
But now, in typical Christianist fashion, he said, "I'm just gonna put it in the hands of the Lord.
Put it in my ass."
And when the hurricane turned northward,
yes,
and bitch slapped Houston.
Oh, geez.
And spared Corpus of the worst of it. The He's now saying the Lord answered his prayers and spared them. Oh, jeez.
That's really fucked up.
Why didn't the Lord answer the prayers of the people floating face down in Houston?
I would wonder if I played college football, all the teams that play against Notre Dame must think, why does God always root for Notre Dame? God's team, right? Fuck the other team. But God loves all his children. So what up with that?
He said, we've faced some tougher and harder winds in the past.
Hard.
I was raised here in town. We've seen the worst what other hurricanes can do. I think, again, we're just praying and believing that it'll slow down or something miraculous will take place. I think a lot of times there's fear that comes in on people's lives. I believe many times we move by fear instead of believing God can do something supernatural. He's encouraging people to say, fuck it, I'm riding it out because I got my God spell cast over me. I got my +7 protection spell.
Yeah, it's D&D, right?
Yeah.
Stop it. If you go to church and believe in God and all that shit, you can't tell me that everybody, there's not a little part of, a little voice inside of you that says, you know, there's no way this is real. How do you ignore that voice? How do you pretend it's not there? You know what
Is
I mean?
It there?
It's got to be. It was always there. When I went to church, I always thought that in the back of my mind. I always thought, this is kind of insane. This is nuts.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever really bought into it, maybe. I don't know. And then you had that moment where you found out your dog was going to roast in eternal hell, and you're like, fuck this.
Yeah, second grade.
Second grade. Second.
It was second grade.
Fucking grade. If my fucking.
You don't believe me?
No.
Oh.
I'm outraged.
Oh.
I'm outraged.
Why are you outraged?
My kid came to me and said, hey, my teacher said our dog's going to burn in hell.
The priest. Said
my
that.
Priest. I drive over his house and beat the shit
not
out of him.
Not burn in hell. Just not go to heaven.
Well, okay. That's that.
Well, there's limbo.
What?
There's not existing.
Oh, okay.
They
well,
have a.
Okay, which, my dog's just not going to fucking exist.
Which, by the way, BT dubs.
Yes.
Biblically, when one of your Christianist friends brings that one up, find me limbo in the Bible.
Find me
your loophole that you have invented.
Right.
To prove that your God isn't a heinous, vile, sadistic
right.
creature.
I'll tell you this, Kate, you aren't going to limbo. Fuck that. It's not happening. Not on my watch.
The like that argument of the I had a relative who was way banging Bibles.
Yes.
And
banging them.
We had the discussion. I said, what about the Yanomamo in the rainforest of Brazil?
The guys who walk around with the dick gourds.
Who is by all Christian standards.
Yes.
Lives a perfect life. Helps everybody out.
Right.
Helps adjust somebody's dick gourd if it gets loose. Does everything.
That's important.
He's a kind, wonderful person.
Right.
Slips, falls out of a tree. His dick gourd stabs him in the heart.
Oh, God.
He's dead.
Jeez. The guy's flexible.
At least he had a big dick gourd. A big, hard dick gourd.
Big, curly dick gourd. Dick gourd.
But he dies having never experienced the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior.
Welcome to Satan.
What happens to him?
He's roasting in eternal fucking hell, Pat.
And,
fuck him.
First, she tried to come up with the, at some point in his life, he's been exposed to Jesus. And I said, what, did some squirrel sidle up to him one time?
Oh, yeah.
And be just like, psst, have you heard the word of the Lord?
Thumper the rabbit. Hopped up to the Yanomamo guy. Was like, hey, dick gourd. Jesus
and that one
exists.
That one didn't even hold up with her because I was like, come the fuck on.
Yeah, please.
What, skywriting?
Skywriting.
What? How did this happen? How was he exposed to Jesus in the middle of the tropical rainforest?
And also, okay, let's say a missionary.
Position?
Yes, reverse cowgirl. They trounce up to this Yanomamo guy diddling about in Brazil, whatever. The guy's like, hey, Yanomamo guy, let me tell you about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yanomamo guy.
Well, then he's fucked him.
Oh, right.
He's fucked him over now. he better follow everything that Jesus said, or now he's going to roast in eternity. Before,
yes,
could, because then this relative of mine, when I said right. that's some bullshit that he heard the word somehow.
Yeah. You speak Yanomamoese?
She said, well, he probably just goes to limbo then. Stop, ceases to exist.
Oh, thanks.
And
oh,
I was like, what a wonderful, loving God you've got.
I get to cease to exist, but you get to live in everlasting blowjobs and angel dust.
What a wonderful God you've got. There's a man who's been better than all of us put together by whatever Christian moral standards you want to put on it.
Right.
Except for that one tiny little fact that he has never heard of. Your God or your Jesus.
Yeah.
Yet your God will say, no heaven for you, penis gourd wearer.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
Because you won't worship me. Yeah. He's Trump. The Christian God is Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at what happened in the Old Testament. Petulant, mischievous, dickish, greedy.
Yeah.
Love me, love me, love me. Or die for eternity, roast for eternity if you don't love me.
And meanwhile, how does Dick Gord guy spend his life? Probably the biggest thing in his life is, his life centered around his village.
Well, and darting monkeys to eat and shit.
Do they eat monkeys?
Yeah.
Do they really?
I think so.
How do you dart a monkey?
They have
a blow dart.
They have poison darts that they shoot up into the canopy.
These Yanomamo guys, I tell you what.
You get sloths and shit.
Sloth, yeah. You better be careful. Is that one monkey ripped that lady's face off up in Connecticut, right?
These are smaller monkeys.
Hooked on Xannies.
I think these are more bite-sized.
Right. That's why they have that dick gourd there. They're like, these monkeys are going to grab you by
the cock. That's the only reason, yeah. It's the only thing they protect.
It's the only thing that matters to me.
It's hot down there.
Yeah. Well, and two, that's probably, what do you get a Yanomamo guy? A new dick gourd. That's it.
Right. Well, you don't have to worry about Christmas.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's right.
Unless one of those asshole pastors sneak in there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them the word.
Dick gourd guys walking around in pants, got a Bible. No dick gourd.
I think I did finish the combo with her and bring it to its logical conclusion, which is then, okay, Mr. Yanomamo, most wonderful person on the earth by Christian standards. Does get poisoned by one of these Christian slingers.
Okay.
Who comes through.
Yes.
Says, here's a Bible. Right. Here's the word of Lord. You're going to fry for eternity if you don't love Jesus.
Okay.
And then leaves. Or they kill him and eat him.
Sure.
What then, if our Yanomamo example doesn't participate in the killing and eating of the Christian.
Yeah. Eat him.
What? But continues to live
right.
a perfectly wonderful, good, loving, self-sacrificing, kind, good to everyone life.
Yes.
Has a grabber
right.
at, 40, because they don't have antibiotics.
Yeah.
But that's ripe old age for Yanomamo. He dies of old age or whatever.
Yeah.
That's when he goes to hell.
Absolutely. She said. He found out. That's the stupidest shit
right?
ever.
What kind of a God do these people worship?
Well, can I put another hypothetical out there? I know it's getting late, but what if Yanomamo guy accepts Jesus and all that bullshit, and then they're like, okay, I believe in your God. Now I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, then all he has to do is say sorry.
Oh, right. Well, I get eternal life, and I got to eat that big fat missionary. Yummy.
Yep. Talk about the lack of owning up to what you do and who you are.
Right.
And how many, I personally know many growing up Catholic.
Yes.
That were spectacular assholes during the week. Evil, horrible, mean people. Yet they would go and sit with the priest and confess.
Right.
And it's all good. If I die right now, if I get hit by a bus leaving the church, I'm going to be nuzzling in the ball sack of the Lord.
Right. Well, why don't they...
Next to the ball sack.
Yeah. Do they ever go to confession and they hear themselves saying all this horrible shit and they say, hey, maybe next week my goal is to say less horrible shit to this lunatic who supposedly has a conduit to God. You know what I mean?
Right.
What did you just make? You just looked at the...
I just remembered that there's a... I didn't do the promo for the... there's a brand sparkling new...
Episode of
K-Voice coming up.
Voice of the Resistance.
So if you're listening live, listen to the awesome K-Voice. Voice of Resistance.
Hell yeah, baby.
Kelly the Voice, regale and advise on what to do and how to fucking resist.
That's right.
Y'all. And don't forget the Hollywood Hick and all the other great stuff that is here on the network, which streams for you 24/7.
That's right, Pat. Tell your friends about the Crab Diving Network.
I think we might be done.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody!
Now I got buttons that aren't working.
Oh, shit. Can I just say real quick, big ups to the Yanomamo. If you guys ever want to sit in on the show, tweet us at Crab Diving.
I really? Think they're probably not hearing us. I don't know if they get Wi-Fi
in their dick gourd
down in the Brazilian rainforest.
I got a hot spot in my dick gourd.
Computer doing weird things. So if we cut out, sorry. If we cut out, you can't hear us.
Mm-hmm, right.
If we didn't, you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network or as a...
Here's the exit music. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, well, that's dun, what I can't dun, play. Oh, well, there we go. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. Each goddamn workday. Every weekday.
That's right.
iTunes, Stitcher, CrabDiving.com. If you want to help us out, you're buying shit through Amazon.
Good.
It doesn't cost you anything to use our link. CrabDiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit. Whatever you buy, we get a little bit of little taste. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just help us out. Comedy here. With the Redneck Riviera. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram at RadarComedy. Or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny
on my own but that's it, everybody. Have a great fucking weekend. We'll be back next week with more of this bullshit.
It's guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism, and you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh yes, I do. I know exactly.
You study military.
Not a good
history.
Idea.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.